You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology.
The most interesting thing in tech is a new drone, a new military drone built by Palmer Luckey and the company Anduril. It's a surveillance drone, though it could be weaponized, and uses artificial intelligence to scan the landscape for enemy soldiers, enemy weaponry, perhaps to shoot on them, perhaps to just note the location, perhaps to use a laser so that someone else can fire a missile at a specific target. It's a way for the military to save money on surveillance, move it lower to the ground, away from satellites. What's so interesting to me, though, are two elements of the story. Number one, Palmer Luckey himself. He founded Oculus, sold it to Facebook, left Facebook on difficult terms, and then noticed a market opportunity. The big tech companies didn't really want to work with the Pentagon, worried about backlash from their employees, so Palmer Luckey said, fine, there's a market opportunity here. The Defense Department is slow to build things because of the bureaucracy, and the other big companies won't do it because they're worried either about employee backlash or just their moral sensibilities, then I'll do it. And so Palmer Luckey has built a big, reasonably successful, well-funded company. The second bigger question is the whole nature of AI and warfare, because it's coming to a head and I think it'll be one of the big stories of the next decade. On the one hand, you can imagine a military saying, no, we need to minimize AI. AI by its nature can be unexplainable. We need humans in the loop who can explain why every decision was made, what exactly happened. Certainly humans should be involved in any decision to launch a weapon. But is that right? Because in a battle, the winner will often be the side that makes a decision faster. AI can make decisions faster and in many cases more accurately than humans. So if one military eschews AI and the other doesn't, well, there's an issue and there's a problem. And I think this debate is going to go back and forth. And it's going to be heated, it's going to be complicated, and there's going to be all kinds of moral complexity. But one thing I know for sure is we should have this debate and we should look at it. Looking at Palmer Luckey's new drone is a way to get started. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'm Nicholas Thompson. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily. Google, Amazon, Apple, Tesla. These are only a few top companies counting Quantic MBA students and graduates among their workforce. Quantic's award-winning interactive learning platform equips high-potential leaders with the confidence and top-tier global network they need to make an impact. With a highly selective admissions model, Quantic is training the next generation of C-suite leaders and entrepreneurs with future-forward skill sets to accelerate their careers. It's time for the modern MBA that matches your ambition at an affordable tuition. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more.